Democrat House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries cautions Florida against redistricting after Virginia win. By Paul Bois on April 22, 2026. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, D. N. Y., has cautioned the Republican Party in Florida from redistricting after Virginia voted to approve a plan that could grant Democrats four additional U.S. House seats. The constitutional amendment, narrowly backed by voters, bypasses a bipartisan redistricting commission to allow the use of new districts drawn by Virginia's Democratic-led General Assembly, reported the Hartford Courant. The state Supreme Court is considering whether the plan is illegal. In a statement to Punchbowl News founder Jake Sherman, Hakeem Jeffries said that Republicans in Florida will suffer further losses if they move forward with redistricting. If Florida Republicans proceed with this illegal scheme, they will only create more prime pickup opportunities for Democrats, just as they did with Trump's dummy mender in Texas, he said. We will aggressively target for defeat Mario Diaz-Balart, Maria Elvira Salazar, Carlos Jimenez, Kat Kamik, Ana Paulina Luna, Laurel Lee, Corey Mills, and Brian Mast. We are prepared to take them all on, and we are prepared to win. Jeffries added, maximum warfare, everywhere, all the time. The House Minority Leader also said on X that Democrats defeated Donald Trump's gerrymandering scheme in Virginia tonight. We will crush the DeSantis dummy mender in Florida next. Maximum warfare, everywhere, all the time. According to Newsweek, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis called a special session to consider legislation on redistricting beginning April 28, setting up the next front in the fight. Jeffries also told CNN that the Democrats enacted the vote in Virginia to nullify gains made in Texas. In the same way that, in Texas, Republicans, who claim that we're taking five seats away from us, aren't winning those five seats, they'll be fortunate if they even come away with two. In Florida, if they go down this map, with the failed Republican policies, the unpopular war, the fact that costs are out of control, the corruption that's taken place in real time as a result of the Trump cartel, and the failure of Republicans to actually make life better for the people of Florida and all across the country, they're going to suffer significant defeats in that state, he said.